You know how much mine would grow in a year? You're looking at it.
Damien hasn't had his hair cut in a year, he just told us.
In a year.
So how long, like an old school Dr. J fro, how long would that take to grow out?
For me, probably like 3 to 5.
I like the look. I'm not a 20-year-old female that you're interested in, but I do like the look.
Well, there's a reason he's got it.
I know.
Right, there's a reason I kept it so long.
You do look a little bit more mature, though, I think.
Yeah, yeah, it's different. Because up until this point, I had never grown it out.
What does your mom think about it?
At first, it was, we need to get that cut, and now it's like.
Come on, Mary Mitchell.
Yeah, it's like, okay, well.
I mean, like, if you walked in today with a tie on and a sports coat, I'd be like, Damien's grown up, man. He's going, right. he's going to get a job.
Look at our guy.
Like a poor man. Like a poor man.
A cane and a monocle. He's going to get, he's not Mr. Peanut. Right. He's a monocle.
Poor Huggy
a
Bear.
Cane and a monocle.
There you got a side hustle.
What would be the end of your cane? Would you have an animal on it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like, animal head.
Okay. So. Yeah, I'd go with a wolf. Well,
okay. Like, Brown, tell us about training, then I'm going to ask Damien a question. Here's the question you can think about while he tells us about training.
Hit me.
One of the three of us came back from Jamaica with a wooden carved walking stick with the face of a Jamaican king on the top of the cane. Which one of us did it? The answer after he tells us about training.
Don't let the Alabama heat get you down. What a weird question. Keep your home comfortable with an affordable Trane cooling system. Trane is the official cooling partner of Jocks in 2021 as the 7th consecutive year. It was recognized as America's most trusted HVAC brand. Find a comfort specialist near you at Trane.com. It is proven. It's hard to stop a Trane.
Do you think it was Brown, Lance, or Jim Dunaway?
Definitely Jim Dunaway.
It was me. Yeah.
Well, you know, I'll tell you why. Because we didn't know that existed for him to be able to come up with that.
Where is this walking?
You know, Maggie's tried to throw that away from the moment we were leaving Grand Lido.
We're going to leave this here.
Can you imagine checking that at the airport? Yeah.
No, it was carry-on. I carried it on with me. Oh, God. It was back before 9/11. They didn't care if you didn't have a weapon on board or not.
So you actually used it down there?
I mean, I bought it in one of the little shops property.
But were you walking around with it?
Oh, no. I just brought it as a souvenir. I figured someday I'd be old enough to need a cane.
How many times did it hit your chewed gum?
I will try to bring it to work tomorrow.
Please do. Yeah, I'd love to see
it. I like that.
Special show tomorrow.
Can we break it in half and burn it?
Yeah, special show tomorrow. I'll bring my cane to work. Jim brings his cane to work day tomorrow.
Cannot wait.
Hey, real quickly, just because I teased it.
Yep.
$1,000 bonuses right now for strippers on Bourbon Street in New Orleans at the Hustler Club. They need 65 dancers. They've only got 15. They've only got so many strippers. They're only open Thursday through Saturday.
15? Well, first of all, they need to get a bio team in there to flush it out.
Yeah,
is not money well spent.
I've never been in there, but this is a problem all over the Southeast. Apparently, Nashville having problems finding strippers. The economy is so good right now that there is a stripper shortage out there. You're getting a $1,000 signing bonus just to sign up to take your clothes off.
Let me ask you this. If I am I'm not talking about a stripper that's got a scab and a bruise. If I'm a legitimate stripper, why would you not do the fans only?
OnlyFans.
Well, OnlyFans, whatever it is.
I think that's what is happening.
Yeah. I think that's what they're doing.
I'm absolutely getting my social media out there, and I'm getting people to pay subscriptions than having to go play like a bat and flip around on a pole.
You know what's happening right here? That's the only people that are still stripping live right now seems to be in New Orleans and Nashville, the LTs of strippers, the ones that can't go, say bear, can you get me on friends only, fans only?
No, when people talk to you guys about getting in this business, you tell them this business is a little more difficult.
That's right.
You know, don't expect to make a ton of money in this business. If somebody came to me, not that I've got any stripping experience.
Really?
But I would be, this is the route you need to go.
Yeah.
Most people want that person to person, like I can physically see you instead of she's on it.
Oh, I'd rather keep the creeps away.
Well,
just a Venmo, man. Venmo.
She played tambourine. It's trash on the table time. Hit it, man.
Congratulations, the Cure Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees 2019. Are you as excited as I am?
By the sounds of it, no.
Thank you. It's time for Trash on the Table.
Thank you, Bill Clark.
Hey, our trash always brought to you by our friends at Mortgage Right in these uncertain times. Good to know there's that local business you can trust at your side. That is Mortgage Right, celebrating over 15 years of helping clients buy, build, and refinance homes. Joe Bear, Chris Tanner, they are there for your needs. Make the call 205-815-9200 or online mortgageright.com. I won't spend a lot of time on the first story because the second story is so ridiculous. First one, a couple of dudes get in a plane in Collier County, Florida, and they decide to fly their small plane to pick up tacos. Well,
makes sense.
They ended up having to do an emergency landing because of an engine failure. They were 2,000 feet at altitude, and the pilot, 21 years old, said, quote, "We looked at each other and we were like, we're alive. This doesn't happen very often." They were able to safely land and go get their tacos.
Well, good for them.
Okay. They safely landed in
Taco Bell.
The Everglades.
Oh, whoa.
Oh.
Safely.
Like, would you not be like, okay, are you already thinking about crashing and dying, or when you're going into the Everglades, if we make it, I've got to battle snakes and alligators?
Yep. Mm.
I'm debating whether I want to survive or not at that point.
You're right. What's a better story?
I'm looking for Sawyer and Kate. It's a lost joke. I mean,
if somebody was to take you, let's just say 1 mile deep into the Everglades on one of those, what are they called, hover boats?
Yeah, let you and the fan boat and let you out?
Yeah, and you've just got to swim back.
Oh, you don't survive.
Oh, I'm done.
I think you'd survive, but what would be the number?
You just got to swim back?
Yes, I'm done. Well,
you, first of all, you don't know which direction in which to swim.
You got to wear shoes too, right? I can't walk on that bottom.
Oh, heavens no.
Oh, I can't even.
Your lack of direction. Which way would you go? You wouldn't know which way to go.
That's why I always drive from Orlando to Miami.
Smart, Jim.
Okay. Got a survey. 2,000 UK adults. They revealed 1 in 5. Well, this is basically how you're supposed to act in someone else's house, right, Rocky?
Yes. Well, how? Yes.
Because I'm trying not to jump ahead. Yeah. Here's what we've got. So the research done by Kia, I guess the car. Here's what guests should or should never do.
Okay.
Worst things to do as a guest. You guys tell me if you ever asked to do these things. Number 10 worst thing to do, and we'll go down to the worst thing to do, is ask to stay the night.
Well, yeah, you should be invited for that.
Yeah. I would never do that unless maybe I have overserved myself or you, or you've handed me too many snake handlers, then maybe.
But as a responsible host, if somebody is getting to that point, you always ask them, get a guest bedroom. Why don't you stay there?
I'm pretty much going to say, how about I'll get you an Uber?
Yeah. Why don't you give me a ride home?
I will typically say if you like to spend the night.
Okay. That's nice of you.
Yeah, usually it comes down to how good she looks.
Another worst thing to do as a guest, not to take hints to leave.
Oh, yeah.
That is the worst if somebody can't take that hint.
Oh, got to get up early in the morning.
Yeah, oh, God, me too, man. About 5 days this week I've been getting up. Look at that. Yeah. Crocodile Dundee's coming on.
I've actually had people at the house when I shut down music or TV and they still stay.
That's always awkward.
Here's another one. Worst thing to do as a guest. Change the TV channel without asking.
That's
inappropriate.
I mean, asking for the control. That's bold.
That's borderline disrespectful.
Yeah, but doing it without asking.
Remember, these are going to get worse.
Okay.
Change your channel at your house.
Just imagine if you've ever done any of these things as a guest. Break wind is number 7.
Oh, my. I don't think you should ever do that around other people. Anyway.
Another thing.
12 years together on the show, Damien's new, and we've never passed gas in front of each other.
Well, okay. Congrats, guys.
It's a high bar.
Right. Good job out of you two.
We haven't done much, but.
I've got a weird thing that I almost threw out on the air. Do you guys think I should do it or
not? Yeah, go right ahead.
So this is a true story. So Bethany, my ex-wife, dated for 12 years, married for 17, never heard her break wind in 29 years.
Are you serious?
I swear. That's pretty incredible.
Let's go.
No, I'm almost positive I'm the same way.
Really?
Yeah, I've dated Jennifer 8 years before we got married. We've been together 21 now. We're 29, almost 30 years.
I can't say the same for me.
Well, I'll go ahead and tell you.
you've heard my wife pass gas?
No.
I've never heard Maggie either. Just silent but violent.
Oh, God.
Unbelievable.
She's giving Jim Dutch ovens.
Oh, boy. Well, Dutch, at least it's overseas. Right? The British mags. Okay, another thing, worst thing to do as a guest. Number 6, come in without asking.
Yeah, right.
Occasionally you have an open door policy.
Yeah, it depends on how tight we are. Yeah.
How about this one? The number 5 thing, go through someone's medicine cabinet.
Oh, yeah.
That's strange.
This is a weird looking
infection. Southwest commercial was incredible where the medicine cabinet falls apart. She's looking through it.
Hey, LT, where do you keep your Vicodin, man?
Number four, I haven't done this. I will always ask. I feel bad about it, but bring a dog without asking.
Oh, yeah, you should ask first, yeah.
Number three, go upstairs without asking.
Yeah. I think we're good here.
I've had people do this before with shoes off. It drives me insane. Put feet on your sofa.
Yeah, don't get that comfortable.
But Damien, I told a story once before. We had somebody over, a group of people. One lady took her shoe off.
She took her foot off.
My God. I guess she's staying the night.
Here's the remote. Change
didn't know it was that kind of party. Let's do this.
Where do you put the foot?
And as we're
if you're done away, my
playing
God.
A game or whatever, she ends up scratching her foot on the corner of my couch.
No,
like a scratching post.
Negative. Yeah.
And it was one of those that I'm just like I'm watching it happen. Like I'm staring. Like if you look, you're gonna know I'm just. I mean, I have this face that you know when I don't like something.
Really, I've never seen that.
And I was like. Is this happening? Are you scratching your foot on my couch?
Yeah. Politely asking her.
Yeah, guess like that, you need a laser pointer.
He's like, hey, cause film. Yeah, you see that right there?
That's not acceptable.
That's something we're not going to do today.
Shut this down over here.
Okay, here is the worst thing you can do as a guest. I think this goes without saying. Wipe your greasy hands on the sofa.
Oh, yeah. I did it on the under part. You never even see that.
Greasy hands. Like you got a mechanic there.
Okay, do you want Kanye West's new Yeezy Gap Line jacket?
I'm tired of Kanye
what about
West.
The post-COVID-19 dating forecast? Or the best movie villains of all time?
Best movie villains of all time.
Best movie villains of all time.
Okay, according to Ranker.com, Jason Voorhees from Friday the 13th, that franchise number 10. Loki from Marvel. I didn't know he was a bad guy, but I've never seen the Thor stuff. The new movie looks entertaining because of Owen Wilson.
And then he's in they have a new Disney show that premiered yesterday.
Well, maybe that's what it is.
Loki.
So he's a bad guy?
Yeah. Well, I thought Loki was like some girl.
He's
that...
like Thor's bad brother or something like that.
Oh, I thought he was teammates with Thor.
Yeah, it's a dude that used to Tom
Hiddleston.
Yeah. He was in that really good short mini series that we talked about, The Night Watchman or whatever.
Yes, I never saw it.
And he dated Thor's... Taylor Swift.
I thought he saved Thor's life in one movie.
He might have. He probably did. He goes back and forth.
Pennywise is number 8. Ooh. According to the best movie villains of all time, Ranker.com. Sauron, Lord of the Rings, which one is
that? Sauron. He's the big eye that overlooks. It's really intimidating.
Palpatine from Star Wars.
Emperor Palpatine. The guy with the hood over, the white face.
Oh, yeah.
Emperor Palpatine.
He does look bad.
Scar from Lion King is number 5. He was bad.
Get his own brother.
Yeah.
Number 4 is Bane from Batman.
Maybe coming up on our little game today.
I heard it.
Oh, please do. Don't stop. Don't stop.
I just watched this the other day.
When he blows up. I was on. I saw it too. Yeah. He blows up Heinz Field and then he walks out and he grabs the headshot. Dogs.
People of Gotham.
People of Gotham.
Your city has abandoned you.
Your Batman could not save you today.
You sound like W.C. Fields after the dentist.
Number 3 on the list, we're doing best movie villains of all time according to Ranker.com. Thanos from Avengers.
Yes.
Number 2 is Joker from Dark Knight.
Yeah, I knew he was going to be on there. I thought he'd be number 1.
Yep. Number 1 is Darth Vader.
Oh, well, yeah.
Talk about the evil empire. Yeah. Antoine Chigurh from No Country for Old Men.
That's pretty good.
He's really good.
That's good trash, Lance.
Glenn Close from that movie where she boiled rabbits.
Oh, she was Alex.
She was a villain.
She was unbelievable in that movie. Scary to death.
Yep, absolutely.
Guys still roll the dice every day, though.
Yeah, not for a couple of days.
Yeah.
They shut it down for a couple of days. That is Trash on the Table brought to you by the great folks at Mortgage Right. Right now, man, I had a problem yesterday with a friend of mine. I was talking to a friend of mine who had a problem with a mortgage company, and I was like, Mortgage Right, man. You're not going to have an escrow problem with them. They'll hook you up.
Yeah, look, during the pandemic, I brought this up. I refied. You know, it was one of the things that I did, and these guys are saving me 11 and a half years off the term, and they're saving me over $135,000 off the loan. Just one phone call, a few minutes of your time could save you hundreds of thousands of dollars. Call Tanner, Joe, or Chris, 205-815-9200 or online, mortgageright.com.